The Durand and Hill Block, 246 Main Street. The Durand and Hill Block survived the fire of 1882, but it was damaged, and when it was repaired, it seems to have been brought back up to date by superimposing an Italiente High Victorian pressed metal cornice, one of the most elaborate in the district, on the frieze and above the original brick cornice of the underlying Greek Revival building. It's constructed of cream brick with limestone lintels and sills. Four brick pilasters frame the windows on the second and third stories. They rise from the storefront cornice to a brick entablature which runs along the top of the building at the front and on the south side. The original building had been designed by Lucas Bradley, Racine's first architect, who had worked in Auburn, New York, Tiffin, Ohio, and St. Louis before he came to Racine in 1844. He remained here until his death. Bradley designed all of Racine's public schools between 1852 and 1877, but his finest building is the First Presbyterian Church at the southwest corner of 7th and College Avenue. The building was constructed to house the offices of Henry S. Durand, who had come to Racine in 1843. The following year, he became an agent for Aetna Life Insurance Company, and he claimed to have issued the first insurance policy in Wisconsin. Durand also dealt in land, produce, lumber, and coal. He owned timberlands in Michigan and five first-class ships on the Great Lakes. In partnership with three others, he bought the land and laid out the city of La Crosse. Durand lived at 1012 South Main Street in Racine's Southside Historic District, where he built a substantial Italiente residence.